Merry Christmas! Yes, I said Merry Christmas. We are still in the octave of Christmas, so we're still celebrating Christmas. But Christmas continues even beyond the octave. It's in fact a season. And so while we are in the season of Christmas, we are also celebrating today in a special way, Mary, the Holy Mother of God. Now we might be wondering, why are we celebrating Mary as the Mother of God when we're also celebrating Christmas? Like, shouldn't we be focusing on Jesus? Well, Mary always points us to Jesus. And even the title Mother of God reveals to us something about Jesus. It's revealing the truth that he is God. But it also points to the truth that he is man. Because if he wasn't man, he wouldn't have a mother. Yet there is only one Jesus, who is both God and man. So this title of Mary actually protects our understanding of who Jesus is. And so if someone were to attack this title, if someone were to say, oh, you can't call Mary the Mother of God, then they would also be attacking these truths about Jesus. And in fact, this had happened. So when the Bishop Nestorius in 428 AD preached against Mary as the Mother of God, he was preaching also against the truths of Jesus Christ. He said that Mary was only the mother of the man Jesus and not the divine word. Such a position then takes the one Jesus and separates him into two people, two subjects, the man and the God, and not one person, Jesus. So this would be a huge problem, because it would mean that God did not actually become man, but instead was some sort of like partner with a man, as in working together with this other person. It would mean that God was not born of the Virgin Mary, and that he didn't die on the cross. Instead, it would mean only the human Jesus died on the cross. And that too would be a problem, because then it would mean that we could not be saved. Allow me to explain that. God is offended by sin, and the gravity of the offense is determined by the one who is offended. Even our human laws reflect this reality. For if someone were to attack the president, the punishment would be much more severe than if they were to do the same attack to a homeless person. And so it illustrates that the one who is offended determines how grave the offense is. And since it was God who was offended, someone of infinite dignity, in order to make amends, we need someone of infinite dignity to make that amends. And so if it was just a human being who died on the cross, that wouldn't be good enough. That wouldn't be good enough for our salvation. It needs to be someone of infinite dignity. But at the same time, since it was human beings who were the ones who had offended God, somehow our human nature should participate in that salvation. And so in order for all of that to fit together, we would need a divine person who has infinite dignity, but also that same divine person having a human nature. And that's in fact what we have in Jesus Christ. Jesus is not two persons. He is one divine person. There is only one Jesus, one subject, one person. And so if we ask the question who, the answer is Jesus. If we ask the question what is Jesus, then we would say that he is both God and man. Because the nature answers the question, what? He is one person with two natures. He is both God and man. And so when we say that a mother gives birth, she doesn't give birth to a nature or a body. She gives birth to a person. And Mary gave birth to Jesus, who is a divine person. If he was not a divine person, then we would have problems in Scripture where he refers to himself as being God. In fact, in one passage he says, before Abraham was, I am. Abraham lived about 2,100 years before Jesus was born. And so how can Jesus say that he was before Abraham? He can say that if he's God. He can say that as a divine person. It only makes sense if he was God. Otherwise, that would be very confusing. But notice he said, "I am," not "I was." And so he's also pointing to the fact that he's eternal. Because God lives in the eternal present. There is no past, no future for God. There is only the present. So when Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am," he's pointing to the fact that he is eternal, that he is God. Also, the name "I am" is the name that God gives to Moses when Moses says, "Who shall I say sent me?" God says, "Tell him I am." And so that name itself is referring to God. So Jesus is calling himself God. By giving Mary the title Mother of God, we are preserving these truths about Jesus, that he is one divine person with two natures. And by honoring Mary with this title, we are continuing to preserve that truth about Jesus. And when we go to Mary, she always redirects us to her Son. She always points us perfectly to Jesus. So let us not be afraid to honor Mary, to go to her, to ask her for help, to ask her to intercede on our behalf, because she'll bring us to her Son. So let us go to her now and ask her to help us to be well prepared to encounter her Son in the most holy Eucharist.